I waited for Ralph to do his thinking. I figured he would be pretty slow at it, and he was. Ralph didn't get in much of a hurry for anything. He yawned and stretched and walked around the cage looking out.
It's kind of a warm day, ain't it?
Yes, it's warm and very depressing.
Days are like that sometimes.
I suppose.
It's getting close to fall, ain't it?
Ralph, I don't want to rush you.
I've always liked the fall.
You were going to think about my problem, remember?
Don't rush me.
Sorry. Again, I waited. Ralph sat down and scratched his right ear.
Wax.
I beg your pardon? He stared at me.
Wax. I get wax in my ears and it tickles sometimes.
How interesting. So then you have to scratch, I suppose.
Yep. Sometimes it helps and sometimes it don't.
Yes. I watched as he kicked himself in the ear. It's probably better now.
Nope. Still tickles.
Great. Seconds crawled by. I watched him scratch and tried to contain myself. The pickup lurched to a stop. Uh-oh. Is this the dog town? Ralph glanced around.
Nope. Coffee time. Jimmy Joe will be here for 30 minutes. We do this every day.
Sure enough, he had pulled up in front of the Dixie Dog Cafe. The dog catcher climbed out, stretched a kink out of his back, and went inside. My gaze drifted back to Ralph. He was still scratching his ear. Ralph was scratching, not the dog catcher. Ralph, I've always been a dog of few words.
Good.
But under the circumstances, I think I'll depart from tradition.
You worry too much.
Could we discuss my future? You said something about developing a plan, or words to that effect.
Already did.
You already? I stared at him. You've already got a plan in mind?
Yep. A good un, too.
Ralph, I'd be the last dog in the world to doubt what you say, but I've been here in this prison cage for the last half hour, and I've seen no evidence that you were thinking or planning. You've been scratching, if I may be so blunt. He grinned.
Helps me think, scratching does.
Good, fine. Could we discuss your thoughts? I mean, I don't want to seem impatient or doubtful or pushy. He raised a paw to his lips.
Shh, you're starting to get on my nerves.
That was more than I could take. I'm starting to get on your nerves. I'm sorry, pal, but shall we be frank and earnest?
I'm Ralph. Dog Pound Ralph, and I think your name's Hank.
I know your name, and I know my name. And you know what else? You're starting to get on my nerves. My life is at stake here, and I demand that you stop noodling around and get down to business.
You do, huh?
Yes, I most certainly do. He yawned, pushed himself up, and waddled over to the cage door. He gave it a push with his left front paw, and... You won't believe this. It swung open. My eyes darted from the door to Ralph and back to the door. How'd you do that?
Gave it a shove.
I saw that part, but how did you know it wasn't latched? I mean, I never would have thought...
That's the problem, see? You talk all the time and don't do much thinking.
I resent that. For your information, I don't talk all the time.
What are you doing now?
How'd you know the door wasn't latched?
'Cause I pay attention. 'Cause I knew Jimmy Joe didn't lock it. You wanna leave or stay?
My gaze went to the open door. This isn't a trick, is it? I mean, this seems too easy, Ralph, and somehow I smell a rat. He heaved a sigh.
The door's open.
Right, but consider this, Ralph. My background is in security work, and we're trained never to fall for the obvious. When something seems too good to be true, hey, where are you going? He hopped out of the cage and trotted away. I edged towards the door and did a rapid sniff and check. See, I still wasn't convinced that this wasn't some kind of setup deal, and I wanted to check it out for, well, electronic sensors, powerful energy fields, magnetic thermocouples, and the other devices that might have been installed on the door. To my surprise, it was clean. Nothing. I dived through the door and into sweet freedom, hurried away from the awful prison truck where I had been confined for weeks, and caught up with Ralph. He was walking down the middle of a side street. I fell in step beside him. For a minute or two, neither of us spoke. Ralph, one question. If you knew that door was unlatched, why didn't you say so?
Too much trouble.
What? I thought my life was about to end, and it was too much trouble for you to tell me otherwise?
You're still alive, ain't you?
I'm still alive, but I aged several years.
Age beats dead.
I won't argue that, Ralph, but where are we going? He stopped and sat down in the middle of the street. He looked at me with his big, sad eyes.
You just keep firing questions, don't you?
Asking questions is part of my job, Ralph. I ask questions, seek answers, and follow every clue to its, where are we going?
I don't know where you're going, but I'm out on a fling.
Oh? What's a fling? I heard him heave a sigh.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm from the country. I don't know what a fling is.
A fling's a fling.
Great, so what is it? It took me a long time, but finally I managed to drag an explanation out of Ralph. Here's what he told me. He lived at the dog pound, remember? Only he wasn't one of the convict dogs. He was Jimmy Joe Dogcatcher's pet. Once every month or two, he got tired of living behind bars and went on a fling, which meant that for several hours or days, he indulged himself in naughty behavior and played chase games with Jimmy Joe. I found this strange. Wait a minute. The dog catcher lets you do this? He's part of the game?
Yep. We both get tired of the same old stuff. When business is slow, Jimmy Joe forgets to lock the door.
At that very moment, a car approached us from the west. And there we were, sitting in the middle of the street. The car screeched its brakes, swerved, honked, and zipped past us. The breeze from the car caused my ears to ripple. Hey, Ralph, maybe we ought to get out of the middle of the street, huh? He grinned.
No, they'll swerve. They always do.
Yeah, but what if they don't? What if... Wait a minute. Is this part of your fling?
Uh-huh. Kind of exciting, ain't it?
Well, I've never thought about that, Ralph, but to be real honest... Another car came along, this one from the other direction. The driver didn't see us until the last second. He hit his brakes, smoked his tires on the pavement, and brought the car to a stop just inches away from us. Ralph's eyes brightened with, I don't know what, some kind of devilish delight, I suppose. And though I had known Ralph for quite a while, I'd never seen this side of him before. He chuckled and gave me a wink.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
The driver stuck his head out the window and blew his horn.
Get out of the road, you idiots! What do you think this is, a parking lot for mutts? I'm calling the dog catcher.
With that, he roared away, leaving us to roast in his angry glare. I turned back to Ralph. That guy was pretty mad.
Yeah, it drives him nuts, me sitting in the middle of the road.
And you think this is fun, right?
Yep. And you know what else?
I cast glances over my shoulder just in case another car was coming. No, I don't know what else. What else? His eyes, usually so sad and dull, were sparkling.
There's funner stuff yet to come. The fling has started. Jimmy Joe will be after us any minute now.
I moved myself out of the road and sat down on the curb. In that case, I'll be leaving soon. To be perfectly honest, I think this is a little weird. Another car zoomed past, missing Ralph by inches. Ralph, you're gonna get smashed. What's the point of all this? He joined me at the curb, his ears dragging the ground and his toenails clicking on the pavement.
The point is that I get tired of being a good dog, so I bust out and do naughty things. Don't you ever wish you could be naughty?
No, I guess we're different, Ralph. You're just a jailhouse mutt. Me? I'm head of ranch security.
Uh-huh.
It's a very heavy responsibility.
Yep. So you don't want to go with me and be naughty?
Of course not, and I'm shocked you'd even suggest it.
Oh. Well, see you around.
He walked away. Goodbye, Ralph. I'll be heading back to the ranch. I appreciate your help and so forth, but I want the record to show. He kept walking and I had to yell. Ralph, I want the record to state that I don't approve of this dark side of your... What sort of naughtiness did you have in mind?
I'm gonna eat me a steak.
Huh? At this point, we must bring this story to a close. What follows has been sealed and classified top secret. It won't be available to the general public for 25 years. Sorry.